Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Play Action Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 2. We are glad to be back. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aiden. We had a great week of football, a lot to talk about. We hope, you know, everyone at home had a great week, had a chance to relax, you know, get a Thursday night, Sunday, Monday, just good games all across the weekend.
Hopefully the fantasy teams did good. I know both of us 1-0 so far, so... Can't complain.
Yeah, I'd love to see that, but definitely a lot of interesting things happen. If you want to just jump right into it, we can just talk about the injury updates, which unfortunately there was a lot.
And a lot of key injuries, if that, and I think the biggest one has to be Aaron Rodgers out for the season with a torn Achilles. I mean, that's just what you hate to see. Everyone was so excited.
Fourth offensive play for the Jets, and their season just went from, you know,
Super Bowl contenders.
Some people are saying Super Bowl contenders to, I mean, we don't know what it could be now, but
it's
definitely not looking as good.
Yeah, it's definitely like you trade for him, the hype is all season. I mean, he was thinking about retiring, and he doesn't retire, and then he gets his Achilles torn. I mean, that's just... I feel bad for him. I really do.
And the whole Jets organization. I mean, now, you know, they have Zach Wilson stepping up.
Who? You know, he didn't play horrible. Had some bad passes, but we'll get into that later. But not horrible.
Yeah, so they could, you know, could they be looking to trade or sign someone new? Maybe. But, I mean, Zach Wilson, he's young.
Yeah.
He's still, I mean, he has potential. He just isn't as, like, refined.
Yeah, which I think signing Rodgers almost helped him in that way.
That should have definitely helped him in practice and stuff. So if they can, I mean, they can improve from last year with how he played, I think they're still in, you know, a decent spot.
Yeah.
And then speaking of torn Achilles, another injury, season-ending injury for the Ravens is J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
Out with torn Achilles, I'm pretty sure, as well. So.
He had himself a good game, too, so you just hate to see that.
I mean,
when are the NFL stadiums going to go to grass?
Yeah,
that's what they should
people
do.
People are saying that is, like, you know, one of the main, like, things they're credited for. And Dobbins, wasn't he just out all... Didn't he, like,
tear his
ACL or something either last year or, like, a few years back?
I know he was out for, a lot of last year, so that you hate to see it.
Yeah, cannot catch a break there. And then another injury, which did look pretty bad on the field, was Jacoby Myers for the Raiders. He took a pretty bad hit, went into concussion protocol, because I was watching the Raiders game. I did see that, but not much been said on that. But fortunately, you know, he walked off. He is okay.
Mm-hmm. So. And then Cooper Kupp is IR eligible to return in week 5. So he is probably going to miss a good bit of the season, at least the good first half of the season. But honestly, like, they still got it done without him. And they had some big rookies and Tutu Atwell, of all people, come up big for them this week. So honestly, maybe not having Kupp ain't going to be the worst thing in the world for them. But
yeah, if you did draft him first in fantasy, then that is a bummer. I mean, because he wasn't, like, they weren't, like, sure on him, like,
Well,
at least when we did our draft, like, 2 weeks before the season started, he was, like, you know, just questionable at that point. And I guess it's gotten a lot worse, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, and then speaking of, we have two, kind of for fantasy, hamstring injuries. Greg DeLuce, my tight end, which didn't really get a good tight end pick this year.
I mean, there's really no good tight ends. I think the top performing tight end this week had 16 points, and it was Hunter Henry or something. Yeah. Like, there's just good tight ends anymore.
Yeah, Kelsey and, I mean, Andrews, who he was out. But speaking of Andrews, he is looking good for this week.
All right,
yeah, DeLuce, you know, said to miss a couple weeks at least with a hamstring. And then Deontay Johnson left the Steelers game. Mm. I forget what quarter, but he's doubtful to return, which he's on your fantasy team.
Yeah.
So that is unfortunate there.
Yeah, and another one, Aaron Jones for the Packers is questionable with a hamstring injury. He got a big touchdown on fourth down, and right at the end of the run, he started to grab his hamstring. Looked like it might have just been a cramp, but we'll see how that pans out for him. So
that's true. And then another injury update for the Packers, Christian Watson, still questionable. We don't have much more information on him. But, I mean, Packers still, you know, got it done without him. Had a lot of you know, good receiving threats.
Yeah.
You probably, you know, watched the game more than me to know about the Packers' depth chart. But, yeah, him and then Kelsey, still questionable. You know, he's still not 100%, but he was doing some, you know, going through a separate practice.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully he can return because the Chiefs may have missed him in the loss on
Thursday. They missed him. They definitely missed him, especially with Kadarius Toney.
Yeah, that's a whole separate issue. Yeah. That's a
her hands.
Yeah, that was a separate issue. And then lastly, we have Eckler, who is questionable with an ankle injury, but I don't think that's anything massive. So these are just the main ones, you know, that I went through for, I mean, as far as, like, fantasy-wise, who's probably on your team. And then, obviously, you know, well, I guess Rodgers. I don't think anyone had Rodgers in our league.
I don't think so.
But we have a 12-man.
He impacts other players. Like, Garrett Wilson will probably...
Garrett Wilson's production will be down. Breece Hall and...
theirs will probably be up.
Yeah, probably.
Want to run it more. So, yeah, so we can move on next. We got a new little game, if you want to call it that. It's going to be guess the stats. So Vinny's going to be naming off just this one stat line, and then I'm going to try and guess who I think got this stat line. And you at home can play along, too. Try and guess who you think got this stat line.
Yep. So, yeah, I definitely, you know, threw some tricky ones in there because, you know, a lot of similar stats in fantasy. First one you probably will get is 120, I don't have the receptions in here, but 129 receiving yards and 2 receiving touchdowns.
Okay.
So a big receiver, which, you know, there was a fair amount.
Yeah, so first thought for me, at least, 2 touchdowns. Not many players got 2 touchdowns. I know Tyreek did, but I know he got way more receiving yards. So that leads me to Brandon Ayuk against the Steelers.
Yep, that is correct. I was thinking you were probably going to go between him or Jefferson was around there for receiving.
I knew Jefferson didn't get any touchdowns, though.
But, yeah, I mean, Brandon Ayuk, who I had
crazy.
I had him on my fantasy bench.
Yeah, I mean, that game, as Steelers fans, such a letdown. I mean...
yeah, I mean, we were looking forward to, you know, seeing Kenny Pickett thrive.
And he almost did the opposite.
He looked bad. I mean,
he picked it up later.
Yeah, I mean, Nick Bosa and, you know, their D-line was definitely pressuring him a lot. Our offensive line didn't look too great.
Yeah.
But still, he just threw a lot of passes just behind the receivers. Mm-hmm. I mean, more than last year, it looked like, for the most part.
Yeah, and it probably hurt. I mean... look, the Steelers had a total of 10 rushes total. So you're down the entire game. The defense knows what they're doing. They're going to get some pass rush on you. So that's probably going to impact him a little bit, but still,
I mean,
there's just no reason to be missing. Yeah,
up until like the end of the second quarter, we had like 1 total yard.
Yeah.
So at that point, I just kind of like turned off the game for
a
bit. I was like,
it was embarrassing, but on the flip side of things, Brock Purdy. I've been known to be a huge Brock Purdy hater. I did not think he's good, and I mean, he played really well against the Steelers.
I mean, yeah, McCaffrey, you know, had that big run. He played great, but you know, Purdy, you know, he wasn't missing his throws. I mean, T.J. Watt, you know, he had 3 sacks.
Yeah,
he was still getting pressured, but you know, he was calm.
Yeah, And I mean, it helped that McCaffrey rushed for 152 yards. Yeah. I mean,
including that big, he had like 60-some yards. That was a crazy run.
So, yeah.
Disappointing, you know, let down for the Steelers. You know, obviously 49ers are a much better team as far as, you know, stacked just with their roster.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, hopefully we can turn it around this week.
Yeah, we got a big game against the Browns on Monday Night Football. Yeah,
we're known to, you know, kind of own the Browns, at least when Roethlisberger played.
Yeah.
But this year, could be different. Browns
look good this week. I'm interested to see how it goes.
All right, and then next one may trip you up. Right. It is interesting stat line. 1 target and 0 catches for 0 yards.
Oh, so the only reason you're going to be putting this on is if it's going to be like a big name receiver. So
yeah, like it's like someone who like people were.
I'm thinking 1 target for 0 receptions. Oh, who could this even be? I mean, it's going to be one of the big names. Not going to be Diggs. Not going to be Tyreek. I actually don't know how this player did, so I'm just going to go with Davante Adams.
Ooh, I actually don't know his stat line, but I know it wasn't this one. But there's two people who I thought you would consider it to be, or at least one who I thought you would consider it to be. I forget who has him in our league, but I'll tell you who it is not. It is not T. Higgins, because he had 8 targets for 0 catches.
I did know he didn't get 8 catches.
Which that was, we can just talk about that real quick. The Bengals' performance was shocking, to say the least. I mean, 3-24.
Yeah, Joe Burrow had 82 yards, and that's it. I mean, just a horrible game for him. I mean, under 50% completion percentage. I mean, this is the Bengals team that people were saying is going to easily make it to the Super Bowl, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is his first game since that, record-breaking contract.
Yeah,
being the highest-paid player, and did not perform. I mean, granted, you know, the O-line was shaky.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Miles Garrett was, you know, just
dominating.
I don't know how many sacks he had. I don't know how many he had exactly.
Let me check.
He had so many just pressures.
He only had 1 sack, but I'm pretty sure, he had so many pressures. At one point, I saw a video of him. He was pretending to do, like, crossovers, like in basketball, before he went up to the line.
Yeah, and he was still getting through, so.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Not, you know, we didn't see a lot of it last year, but yeah. What's his name? Joe Burrow, you know, they're going to have to step it up this week. Now, granted, I mean, I will say he was coming off an injury.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't practicing as much. He had, like, a calf, something with his calf. So, he wasn't practicing as much. It is the first week.
Yeah, but so, still, you just don't expect that from someone like
so
that.
So, Browns, you know, are coming in hot against the Steelers for next week. I forget if I think it's in Cleveland.
No, it's at Pittsburgh.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, so
that
should be a good game.
Yeah, that'll be a good game. But, I mean, I kind of just spoiled the next one with a hat on here, which was 82 passing yards. That was Joe Burrow. But the person with 1 target and 0 catches was Chris Olave.
Wow. Was it actually?
Yeah, he was, I mean, drafted pretty high this year. I mean, we were expecting him to get a lot more, you know, touches with Kamara still not back. But they have Michael Thomas, and who's...
Are you sure he only had...
Wait. Okay, wait.
Looks like to me he got 8 catches for 112.
Oh, wait, let me check who I put for that, because because the person... I didn't think he did, but I was scrolling through people's teams, and I did see that.
Well, some other things about the Saints-Titans game, I mean, Derek Carr, 305 yards, a lot of passing. Jamal Williams looks like, until Kamara's back, did get 45 yards on the ground, but he's probably going to be that leading back with 18 carries, which is a ton. Michael Thomas, 5 catches for 61.
And Michael Thomas stayed healthy for a game.
That is big for them. And then for the Titans, Derrick Henry only 15 carries, which is still a lot, but you'd expect more. And Ryan Tannehill, 3 interceptions. Yikes. Just not good at all. D-Hop was their leading receiver, though. So, as you would probably expect from him. So, but definitely interesting game. And we'll see what Vinny was was looking at when.
Yeah, may have had a technical error on that, but I know I was looking at someone with 0 points that surprised
me. It probably was T. Higgins.
Oh, maybe it was.
Oh, it was Goddard.
I don't know why. Yeah, this might have been. Yeah, I guess it was Dallas Goedert.
Oh, yes.
I guess I meant to click on him, but.
He did have a very quiet game.
Yeah, which, like we said, a lot of tight ends didn't show up. I mean, I had a last-minute pickup on Isaiah Likely just because I didn't trust DeLuch, but he ended up getting injured, and then Likely just with, like, one catch.
Yeah, I mean.
So that was an interesting game.
Eagles still got the win, though, but honestly. 25-20 win for the Eagles against the Patriots, you would expect a lot more than that. Mac Jones had a really good game, though. 316 yards and 3 touchdowns. Yeah,
could be. I mean, Tom Brady was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have given the Eagles, or not the Eagles, Patriots a little bit of a spark. But again, not as much, you know, not much to say there.
Yeah.
Well, we can move on to the next player. We have 117 rushing yards, a rushing touchdown, along with 4 catches and 47 receiving yards.
I mean, that's...
So, pretty big stat line.
That is a pretty big stat line. And so, for big-time running back performances, that's got me thinking Eckler. I know Eckler did a lot this week. He was one of the top-performing running backs. So, I think if I had to say someone, I think I'm going Eckler for that.
And you would be correct. Yes. That was Eckler. I had him on my team this week. I mean, that was just an all-out. A lot of people were predicting just like an offensive showing, which we saw a lot last year with
both of
these teams, especially the Dolphins. I mean,
that was such a good game. And I think the craziest part was the Chargers, who are known to be gunslinging and throwing the ball a bunch, they actually ran the ball a lot, almost 200-yard rushers with Joshua Kelly and Austin Eckler. And so, I mean, I feel bad. The Chargers always end up losing games.
I did have the Dolphins winning this last week. I mean, just like their, you know, aerial threat. I mean, you had Tyreek Hill,
who
he just had
11 catches, 215, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he pretty much won you your week.
Yeah, but it helped them. My opponent.
Yeah, Waddle was quieter. I mean, I don't know his.
He only 78. Yards, 78. Good.
Yeah, I guess just no touchdowns.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to probably see, you know, a lot of this, again, just Tua slinging the ball downfield to Tyreek Hill. I mean,
45 pass attempts is a lot.
Yeah, and over 400 yards, he's probably the.
Yeah, 466. He's easily number one.
Yeah, easily number one.
Yeah, I mean, just that was such a great game. Just back and forth, gunslinging. Yeah, that was just a really good game.
Yeah, and then last guess the stat we can do here, we have a defense.
Is this a total defense?
Just
or a player?
Just like a defense, like fantasy defense. We have 5 sacks, 3 interceptions, 314 yards allowed, and a defensive touchdown.
I mean, that makes me think, could be Cowboys. I know they were killing, but that's just got to be the Jets defense, right?
And, yep, that is the Jets. I thought you were going to have that or the Cowboys, which were just two huge.
I mean, yeah, we can talk about the Cowboys fantasy, for a little bit.
Yeah, fantasy or just in real life, the Cowboys
killed the Giants.
Yeah, the Giants had just no hope.
I turned that game off after, like, the first quarter. It was the Giants just were horrible. I don't know why they left in Daniel Jones for as long as they did. I mean, he was in the game in the fourth quarter when they were down 40-0.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, I didn't watch the full thing. I just remember, like, one of the first, like, either their first drive or one of the first drives, they made it all the way into the red zone. They were looking good, and then I think they went for it on fourth down and didn't get it, and then they just sucked after that.
Yeah.
And there was a block kick, and then that just kind of set the downhill spiral. Yeah. Of everything. Then, but yeah, Jets defense.
The other
also,
New York team just killed it. I mean, I wouldn't say they were amazing the entire game, but
the defense at least.
For not having Aaron Rodgers, I mean, they did pretty good.
Yeah, holding the Bills to, you know, only 16 points.
Helps that Josh Allen was just horrible. I mean, so many bad decisions. 4 turnovers. I mean, just a horrible game from him. And it helped that, Zach Wilson did what he needed to do. did have a turnover in there. Breece Hall was really good. 10 rushes for 127 yards, making his return. And then Garrett Wilson had one of the greatest catches I've seen in a while. I mean, just picks it out of the guy's hands with one arm. I mean, it was really good.
Yeah, I mean, tough to say much about that game just because, you know, first game of the season, Jets, you know, weren't expecting to put Zach Wilson in. But, you know, I really think I really think it comes down to Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, three interceptions, and they weren't, at least the ones I saw, you know, threw one to double coverage.
Yeah,
just they were in field goal range, just threw one into double coverage, picked off. I mean, that's why, like, a lot of people had him for, like, Bills, you know, between, like, him, Mahomes, Burrow for, like, you know, the MVP or Offensive Player of the Year. And that's why, main reason I, you know, predicted Burrow, which, okay, doesn't look good so far.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, the turnovers killed him a lot last season.
And it's killing him again.
So far, yeah, not a good look to start.
Yeah, so, I mean, the kickoff return at the end, some people said it might have gone away with a tripping call. But I don't think it really would have mattered.
Yeah, they would have been in
field goal range anyways.
Which was a great
electric crazy
ending to it. I am glad to see the Jets win.
Yeah.
I don't really, you know, I'm not a fan of either team, but, you know, they were probably sad without, you know, Rodgers. But hey, yeah, they got a divisional win.
So. Yeah, that's big. Yeah, so that was pretty much all the big games that happened this week. And, of course, I want to hit on my Packers winning. We own the Bears, as always, so.
Yeah, that is a Bears.
Just need to throw that out there. But, yeah, so we can move on now. I got some hot takes for you. Just say, you're going to basically say if it's, you know, a over-prediction, an under-prediction, or a correct prediction.
All right.
Okay, so my first one, I'm going to say that the Cowboys are maybe like a top three NFC contender to win the NFC completely.
So, you mean, like, to make it the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I think that is a valid take. I mean, they were probably already going in one of the top three.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Eagles, 49ers, Cowboys are, like, the main three.
Yeah.
And, you know, but honestly, yeah, this week only helped their case. I mean, defense, again, you know, carrying them to it. But, I mean, offense, obviously, you know, still, you know, they have Dak now, which he was injured a lot recently. So, yeah, I don't think that's totally valid. I could definitely see it being them, you know, them and the Eagles fighting for that number one spot, and then 49ers.
Yeah.
And they're definitely.
All right, so then my next one is Tyreek Hill is going to win Offensive Player of the Year, and I think he's going to break the receiving record.
Ooh. What, I mean, what did he get last year?
I forget how many yards he got last year.
Because he was super... Was he, like, on pace last year?
I think he was on pace to start it. I don't think so. I mean, last year, let me see if I can figure this out.
He was, like, on pace, like, the whole season.
He got 1,700 last year.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, he's just, as you saw from this game, uncoverable. I think he's actually absolutely uncoverable. And I think he's going to do it this year.
I mean, yeah, I think that maybe, you know, a little hot just from, you know, he's not going to be putting up over 200 every game. And, you know, Tua has to stay healthy. We saw, you know, him get injured last year. But, also, you know, Offensive Player of the Year, I don't know what his odds were going into it. But, yeah, if any receiver is going to win it, he probably would be up there for my favorite.
All right, so my next one is the Packers will be better than they were with Aaron Rodgers last year.
Ooh, okay. I mean, I didn't watch much of this game. Obviously, it was kind of a beatdown. Mm-hmm. And they did, you know, they did just play the Bears, which you said they own the Bears, which is true. But, yeah, you know, they beat the Bears. I don't know what they were against the Bears last year.
They won both games against the Bears.
So, you know, that's kind of seems like a yearly thing. So I don't want to judge too much off of it. But I think they can be. I mean, last year they weren't great.
Yeah,
so I think they can be solid if, you know, everything keeps going as planned.
I agree.
I think they will be better. I think they, you know, it was time for a change.
Mm-hmm.
Love's been, you know, learning, waiting for a while.
Yeah, so... I mean,
you probably...
I think he's going to be really good this year.
Do you agree with your hot take? I guess if you made it.
Yeah, of course I'm agreeing with it. I think we're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But next, I have the Seahawks will finish third in the division.
That is a hot take. I mean,
the Cardinals, I think, are going to get last easy, but I think the Rams are going to do better than the Seahawks this year. After that game, Geno Smith was not it. He played really bad, and the Rams played really good. Their defense was good. Matt Stafford played pretty good. So I think they're going to finish third in the division, which is crazy because some people had them, you know, going pretty far, making it at least to the playoffs. I don't think they're making the playoffs.
I mean, I think that's a valid take. I mean, I think it'll be close with the Rams.
I agree.
You know, Cardinals are last. But I think it'll be close with the Rams there. I think that it could go either way, but if we're just basing off what we saw, then yeah, they are gonna have to make some, you know, changes.
Okay. My next one, the Dolphins are AFC East locks. Guaranteed to win the AFC East.
Alright, well then that is, you know, just probably too hot for me. I mean, you know, Bills and Jets still, you know.
You saw the Bills struggle. The Jets are going to struggle with Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but they, I mean, you know, they both played each other's defenses, which those are two really good defenses, which, you know, Dolphins will have to play four times.
It's true.
And, I mean, yeah, I just, you know, Bills had some struggle last year, and they still, you know.
Yeah, they still make it work.
Jets, I mean, yeah, without Rodgers, it, you know, it's obviously more interesting. I still have the Bills. I still have the Bills ahead of them.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, next, this is another AFC East one. The Jets will still make the playoffs without Aaron Rodgers.
That one,
it's going to be close, I think.
Yeah, if I had to lean to a side, I'd probably say no.
Okay.
Just because, you know, AFC is still stacked this year. They're probably going to have to try to... I don't see them winning that division. I think the Bills or the Dolphins should be above them. So, yeah, as far as, you know, sneaking in for, like, a wild card or something, I think it'll be difficult. So, yeah, I think they might just miss out on it.
All right, I could see that happening. Then my next one is going to be the Chiefs. I think they need to trade for another pass catcher if they want to win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, okay. I mean, we saw what happened without, you know, receiver one, without Kelsey. But, you know, if they, you know, they probably, you know, with Kelsey, obviously, they, you know, I'm saying they win that game. I mean, he's about, you know, sure of hands as anyone in the league.
I agree.
But yeah, I think they may be a fact because, you know, if you have just one receiver that's like your whole team, it's hard. I mean, I guess they did it.
Yeah, but also last year they had people like Mecole, they had Juju.
I guess that's true. I mean, yeah, I guess none of them, you know, make like the huge difference, but you know, you need someone, you know, to play behind. Like, you know, like you have like Waddle and Hill. You kind of need someone to play behind, like your main guy that's always going to be getting targeted. And yeah, if they want to win the Super Bowl, I think, you know, there's some really good AFC teams this year. I think they should look. Now, who they could get, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know who's
on like the free agents.
Yeah, it would have to be some team.
It'd have to be a trade. I don't really know if there's many like viable free agents.
Yeah, so they'd probably have to make a big trade for someone. I mean, if they could go out and maybe trade for like Mike Williams from the Chargers, I doubt the Chargers would want to give it away to, especially to a
maybe
division rival.
Maybe Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, I know the Jags aren't gonna want to trade him.
Maybe, but
they just need, if they could get someone like somewhat big name, I think it would be huge for them. So, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Because, I mean, we saw Hill and Kelsey.
Yeah.
Was just unbeatable.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, they obviously aren't going to get another Tyreek Hill, but someone even, like, almost as, like, half as good, as good, could make a big difference.
All right. So, that's all my hot takes I got for this week. Just, you know, couple things that I think could happen. We'll see. That's obviously week one. Don't want to blow things out of proportion. But, yeah, I guess we can now move on to our record predictions for this next week of football. And from this past week, I did go 11-5, and Vinny went 10-6. So, obviously, I didn't win a lot last year. You were kind of destroying me when it came to record predictions, but...
Yeah, which ones... We had a few ones we disagreed on. Which ones...
Yeah, so some of our main ones, we disagreed on the Bucks and Jags. And I did... I somehow was able to correctly predict the Buccaneers winning against the Vikings.
I mean, yeah, that...
Not Jags, sorry. Vikings.
Yeah, that was an interesting game. I mean, yeah. Nobody expected Baker to just...
Yeah, I mean, he came out of nowhere and just...
I mean, he usually... You know, he does that, you know, like sometimes once a season... Sometimes, like, every other season, he'll just have, like, a really good game.
Yeah, he will. Just,
but
he shocked the Vikings, that's for sure. Yeah, and then some of our other games we disagreed on. Broncos and Raiders. You correctly predicted Raiders over Broncos. Chargers-Dolphins. You got Dolphins. Cowboys, we both said. And then the Bills and Jets. I was able to correctly predict the Jets. Yeah. And Packers. Which you predicted the Bears.
Usually I just disagree with the Packers. I mean, last year that was the main reason you lost.
Yeah. So
looking ahead at the, you know, at this coming week, a lot of good matchups. First one we have here is the Vikings at Eagles.
And I think this one, especially after losing to the Buccaneers, this one should Eagles.
The Eagles, I mean, Vikings, you know, Kirk Cousins didn't look great. He had what?
Oh yeah, he
many turnovers.
Yeah, he did. I mean,
Jefferson
not look good
still
at
got
all.
The ball, but
yeah, I mean he only had one pick, two touchdowns, but just their offense just did not look
good. Offense
was
slow. I mean, not much rushing, and you know, defense let Baker Mayfield just dice them up.
Yeah.
So the Eagles can definitely do much more to them.
I agree.
So that's got to be Eagles.
All right, then Ravens and Bengals. This one I think is going to be probably the game of the week, I want to say. Maybe not. There's probably some other ones, but I got the Ravens. After what the Bengals did last week, I don't trust them.
Yeah, and I have the Bengals here. I mean, again, it was just week one.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Bengals are, you know, the better team, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ravens defense, obviously, better than the Browns defense. But, you know, it was an off week for them.
Yeah, I could see that.
They, you know, what's his name? Burrow, you know, now he's back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Ravens did lose J.K. Dobbins. That could be a big loss for them.
Yeah, that could
them.
Be a big
so,
loss.
I think the Bengals are, you know, going to turn things around.
All right. Next up, we got Seahawks at Lions. Now, this one, I think... Seahawks might be able to dark horse pull it out, but I got the Lions going into this.
Yeah, I mean, after beating the Chiefs, they're probably...
Yeah,
they look good in that game. I mean, and the Seahawks look bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Lions, continuing, you know, probably going to top that division.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, but Packers could run, give them a run.
Yeah.
For their money.
I hope
but,
so.
Yeah, waiting for... I don't know when... When the Lions and Packers play, for
I don't think it's for
time.
A little bit. So
that'll be a big division.
Yeah. All right. Then next up, Colts at Texans. Who do you got?
I mean, here I'm gonna go Colts. I mean, we did see. I didn't mention it, but Anthony Richardson.
He played really good.
Yeah, he played great, but he did get injured. I think towards the end.
I don't know if he.
I know he's questionable for this game. I don't know if he. Ended up coming out for the rest of the game or not. But Anthony Richardson, yeah, like you said, looked great.
Yeah.
For the week for the Colts. And I think, you know, Texans, just not, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of same old Texans. I didn't really see much of the Texans game this week. But obviously, you know, the Ravens are just a much better team.
Yeah.
So they're obviously going to, you know, dice them up. But
yeah. All right, next up we got Bears at Buccaneers. This one, after how bad the Bears did and how good the Buccaneers did, I got Buccaneers.
Yeah, I mean, I got Buccaneers as well. I mean, for the second week predictions, a lot of it is just, like, the prior week's bias.
Yeah.
Because we don't have much to base it on.
That's true.
I mean, if we're basing on just, like, momentum, how people looked last week.
Yeah.
It's definitely, looking, you know, better for the Bucks. Bears, you know, people were high on them.
They were very high.
I was middle of the pack on them. I mean, yeah. I don't really follow them too closely, but Bears are just kind of just the Bears.
Mm-hmm. All right, then next up we got Chiefs at Jags. This one I feel like could be a pretty good game depending on, you know, how the Jaguars play, but I got the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, this one we saw last year in the playoffs, and I believe it was Jags, didn't they bear it? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know if that game went to overtime or not, but it was like a really close game, because I do remember watching it. But I want to see what the spread is on this.
Yeah.
Because
it is definitely...
I mean, it was close. It was super close with the Lions. I mean, I guess a lot of it's going to just depend on Kelsey.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if where I could see the spread real quick.
Yeah, I'm trying to find. But
it's definitely a one score. I mean, Jaguars looked... Let's see. Jaguars...
-3 for the Chiefs.
I mean, if we're going off that, I'd take Jaguars +3.
Oh, you think?
I mean, maybe 3.5. I don't know. Because I think it will definitely be a one-score game. Because Jaguars are turning up. I mean, Ridley was turning up.
He did really good. I bet he bet on that. So
he probably... Yeah, I mean... Yeah, you gotta bet on the betting man.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Chiefs, I mean, we'll see how much. I don't know if Anthony or what's his name, Reed, has like said much on what's his name, Kadarius Toney. Like, you know, obviously.
Yeah, he's
still gonna play. I mean, they're not just gonna like give up on him. But
I think maybe it was just a bad week for him.
He cost them the game easily.
Yeah.
So that they definitely gonna need Kelsey. If Kelsey's out.
I think it'll
still be close if Kelsey's out. I mean, I think it'll be a lot like last week. It comes down to those, like,
just catching
other receivers.
Yeah. All right. So next up, we got Packers at Falcons. I got Packers. I'll always go Packers. So.
I mean, yeah, I'll probably go Packers as well, just based on the prior week. And I mean, Falcons were an interesting team. I mean.
They beat Bryce Young's, you know, rookie premier game, but still, their passing was really bad.
Yeah, I mean,
rushing was like, really good, though.
As we expected, running the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bijan Robinson.
He proved you wrong a little bit.
So he did, what do you have, like 20? He had like 20 fantasy points, I know. At least he had a good touchdown.
Yeah, so.
Really good touchdown. But, I mean, also, I don't know if you can pull up the exact... like touch spread, but Algier, he had two touchdowns, so he was getting, you know, like I mean,
looking at it, Algier actually had more carries than
Bijan had, like 6 receptions, I think.
Yeah,
yeah,
he's definitely more involved.
He definitely, you know, that's what people thought coming in, but I guess he, you know, kind of proved me wrong. Was a great all around game for them, but Algier, who I have on my bench in one of my fantasy teams, we're gonna see him. And I mean, who else do they have?
Kyle Pitts did not that good.
Is Cordell Robertson?
Drake London had 0.
Or Cordell Patterson, is he still?
Yeah, he is. He just didn't get any touches.
Yeah, but... Yeah, that, you know... Falcons, you know, that's kind of their only... Running is like their only, you know...
Yeah.
Like kind of threat. And, you know, Packers probably... I don't know. How's their run defense this year?
I mean, we're pretty good against... Justin Fields, who's a rushing quarterback, so...
Yeah, Ritter, I don't know, he, I guess, somewhat mobile, but had -1 rushing yards this game. But yeah, definitely going to go Packers there. And then next game,
Raiders
going to be
Bills.
A tough one.
I got to go into the Bills.
Yeah.
It's in Buffalo. I can't see them losing this game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to just go Bills here, too. You know, I'm not like a... What am I trying to say? Just, like, delusional fan. I think the Bills are a better team.
Yeah.
But Raiders, you know, they are leading AFC West.
Yeah.
So, you know, could they, you know, own that division, make the playoffs? We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, I think they'll beat the Chiefs once this year.
Yeah, I think
they usually beat Chiefs at least once. So, yeah, but Bills, you know, Josh Allen. But if Josh Allen's throwing picks.
Probably not.
Yeah, I think Raiders have a chance.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be a blowout.
All right, next up, Chargers at Titans. I got the Chargers in this one. Titans did not look good, especially with Ryan Tannehill.
So yeah, I think Chargers.
Chargers,
I mean,
by,
yeah.
I would argue Chargers by over 10.
Yeah, but I mean, we always think that Chargers are just impossible. Like, I'm never just going to bet on the Chargers.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just too unpredictable. They played, you know, played well, obviously, this game, but they always just seem to underperform.
Wow, the spread is only at -3 for this game.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of the Chargers, I think of that game last year with the Jaguars.
Oh, that game was, I mean, how do you choke that game?
Yeah.
That is,
what was it, like 28?
It was 27-0, I want
to
say.
Yeah, I turned it off and went to bed.
I turned it off, too, when I...
And woke up to, you know, some interesting news. I mean, I'm really a fan of either team, but
yeah,
it was
so
pretty crazy there. And then, let's see, what do we have next? We have the 49ers at Rams. I mean, who do you have here?
I got the 49ers, especially after what they did to the Steelers. The Rams line, I don't think, is very good. So I think the 49ers.
Yeah, 49ers, yeah. You know, they're going to easily win that division. I don't, you know, see any reason for them to stop. I mean, Steelers defense, better, you know, much better than the Rams.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, we had some glimpses of hope, I feel like.
Yeah.
With our defense, TJ Watt, but. Yeah, we probably just gotta not talk about the Steelers anymore.
Next up, we got Giants at Cardinals. Who do you got in this one?
I mean, it's tough to say because, I mean, Giants are obviously the better team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, neither team, you know, looked good.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously Giants, you know, we're playing the, Cowboys, who Cowboys, you know, tend to own them.
Yeah, so.
So Giants, you know, Giants should win here.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, there's a fluke.
I got Giants as well.
I'd agree, Giants.
This one, if Rodgers was still here, would be a really good game. Jets at Cowboys. I got to go into the Cowboys, though. Although, I could see it being a lot closer, like a defensive matchup, than a lot of people think.
Yeah, I think it'd be low scoring, high defense.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like what we saw, I guess, this week with the Jets. But yeah, the Cowboys defense just...
They were so good.
Like last year, I mean,
they were pretty good last year, and this year they were.
Yeah, that
really
game was
good.
Beat down. It was, you know, almost a really tough week for New York, but the
Jets pulled it out. All right, the next up, Commanders at Broncos. This one I feel like will probably be is one of the most like unpredictable games. I got to go into the Broncos. Commanders didn't even look that good against the Cardinals, so.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much to say with with either team. I personally just went Broncos just because it's at, like, Mile High.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
neither of these teams, you know, it's still tough to say. I mean, it is, you know, Russell Wilson. We could see him turn up a bit. I mean,
the Broncos just have to ride. But
yeah, we will see, but that'll probably just be, like, a probably kind of boring game.
Yeah.
From being straight up. And then... Up next, we can talk about Dolphins at Patriots. I think, you know, could be a big, you know, obviously a huge divisional game to start the season for that. Who do you have?
I got Dolphins. They looked unstoppable. At least their offense did. Their defense didn't look unstoppable.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I got Dolphins in this.
Yeah, I think it'll be, you know, I think it'll be, they'll probably put up, I could see them putting up over 30. But
yeah, I could
mean,
definitely see it.
The Patriots, I think, could keep it, at, like, not, you know, kind of close.
Yeah.
I think it'll be high scoring. Mm-hmm. If Mac Jones, you know, what he threw for, like, over 300 this week, so.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a, you know, air-heavy game. If you have Tyreek Hill, you know,
yeah,
put him
things,
in your starting lineup.
Good things could happen. Next up, Saints at Panthers. Another game that I think could go either way. I got to go into the Saints, though, although I wouldn't be surprised if the Panthers pull this one out.
Yeah, I mean, I put Saints here as well. I mean, this division's hard to...
Yeah.
They're all just kind of mediocre, but, yeah, like, I don't have much to say. I mean, Kamara, you know, isn't back yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, if just going off, you know, this prior week, you know, should probably just say Saints.
Yeah.
Saints is the safer pick.
And for the last game, Monday Night Football, Browns at Steelers. I'm putting Steelers for this one, just because I honestly think they're going to win... but I could see it going either way again, so.
I mean, yeah, I put Steelers here, obviously. just because we're fans. I mean, spread-wise, I'm trying to see what...
Browns are favorites. 4.5-point favorites. Or is that last time they played?
I think... No, this is this year, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, yeah.
4.5... Yeah, Browns, I mean...
Beat the Bengals. Yeah. So, maybe I will say Browns.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, the Browns, you know, defense obviously look great, but they're nowhere near
it's
the...
It's at Pittsburgh,
yeah.
Now.
It's at Pittsburgh. They're nowhere near the 49ers defense.
Yeah.
I think it just comes down to Kenny Pickett.
I agree.
But, yeah, if we have another one of those, like, one-yard games...
Oh, that's just...
I'm probably, probably giving up for the season.
Yeah. Mm. So, we only have one... disagreement on picks this week, so maybe it'll go the way that we think. You need to win that to tie up the record, so...
That's true. I mean, yeah, none...
I can't see, at least after week one, I can't see any of these games going the other way, so...
Yeah, I mean, closest games are... I mean, Saints and Panthers, Browns and Steelers.
Chiefs at Jags...
Yeah, but
there could be some good games.
Other than that, yeah. Obviously, you know, we probably won't. I don't know what our record was last year of, like, best week.
Yeah.
I know we had some, like...
We had some, like, two loss weeks.
Like, two loss, yeah. But...
Yeah.
Kind of average to start out this year.
But, yeah, so that's all we got for this week, guys. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Still going with that. Rate 5 stars on wherever you guys get your podcast. It really helps us out a lot. Give us likes, shares.
You know, tell your friends. You know, we got, you know, maybe leave some suggestions in the comments.
Yeah, definitely.
We're trying to, you know, spruce things up this year. You know, different segments. I think Guess the Stats, probably bring that back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think so.
Yeah, just, you know, give us your thoughts. Yeah. We'd love to hear it.
All right, cool. See you guys next week.
Peace.